Mercy, Mr. Attitude, Eric Wiltshire.
From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Red. They've now all had a sedative and calmed down a bit. We've got Mark Gander in Paris, Rachel down in Queensland, Lee up in somewhere, and me over here in Pop Red. This is the alternative news show of the week, loosely said. And I'm going to start this bit off because this annoys me. This is what I call no news, and yet people and PR companies turn it into news. And I don't get it. One of the big stories running around at the moment in the UK is about hearing loss with Action on Hearing as the charity. And they're running around going, if you listen to loud headphones, you will get tinnitus and you will go deaf.
Yeah.
If a charity has spent money on that, they should be shot.
Why?
Because it's not new news. It's run by the Royal National Institute of the Deaf. They have a day every year for this. I've personally done it on LBC. I've personally done it in Audio Pro, the broadcasting magazine. We've all done it time and time again and continue to. So what's the point of somebody else wasting money to come up with the same news?
Well, because it's an ongoing news story, isn't it? Just because somebody's done a news story once doesn't mean that you don't do it again. Particularly if it has an effect on people's health and the way that they face the future. Of course, it's a good news story, and it should be repeated as often as we can. Yeah. You know, the difference is what?
I said I agree with you.
Oh heck!
Bloody hell!
I'm sorry, glad if you just got a ringing in your noise, that. You can hear my voice saying it. I agree with you, can't you?
No. Asteroid's just hit.
No, what? Listen, I mean, Lee's absolutely right. Of course he is.
Oh, okay.
It's an ongoing health.
I'll just go and lie on the floor and tickle my own stomach.
Okay, let's try another one then. Some research has been done to suggest that old motorcyclists are more likely to end up in hospital when they have an accident.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be on the road. They're a danger.
Well, they're quite not to be on the road. They're trying to stay on their bikes, actually.
Well, unless your name's Mark Gander.
Yes. That was a push bike, actually.
Oh, yes, I remember that, yeah.
Yes.
We're all very sympathetic about that.
Yeah, but I mean, what is the point of researching to something like that, wasting all the time, when we know that if an older person falls over in the winter and lands on their arm, they're likely to break it. So when they fall off a motorbike as an aged person, they're liable to break their arms.
It's true. And if they fall off the boat, the colostomies will make them bounce and nothing will happen to them. They'll be fine.
That's right. They bounce
off the
bag.
Suffer from all that old doggy fat.
Oh,
it's like an airbag.
I agree with you.
More disgusting. No, I agree with you.
Okay, back to Mark's ideas, or France and horse meat. Beef lasagna has now been reported as 100% content of a lasagna.
I've got to say, quick, there was a BBC news story breaking on this, and it was saying that Findus have decided that they're going to sponsor Channel 4's racing now. So, I tell you what, we don't have to worry about developing mad cow disease anymore either, do we?
Well, my question about all this is, everybody's been eating this stuff for ages, right?
Yeah.
No one's died, no one's been in hospital being sick. So, have we not just found the key to food shortages around the world?
Well, give all the EU food mountains to people and we'll just carry on eating horses.
Go on, Mark.
Nay. Trice, nay.
Oh, no, we're coming to that in a minute.
Yes,
go on then, Mark.
Well, I mean, I'm just worried now when they revert all to beef and everything. I mean, the stuff is probably going to taste disgusting, isn't it? I mean, everything's going to say, I want the one with added horse, you know. I mean, it's like your cat food, isn't it? With added rabbit. Fantastic,
you know. I'll tell you what, it's brought a whole new meaning to spaghetti bolognese.
Okay, quick trip round the table in cyberspace. Ever eaten horse, Mark?
No. No, but there are lots of horse butchers around there. And incidentally, by the way, one of the things that I thought was highly interesting, highly amusing, is that the horse meat apparently has been imported by means of a French company called Comigel, okay? So it's applying to me, and I mean, I've had people say to me, oh, look, you English, why have you got this problem? And they think it doesn't exist in France. I do not believe it. The big difference is that there's so little scrutiny in France, and all of the huge supermarkets here, you know, unlike the Tesco's and all the sort of thing in the United Kingdom, which are publicly owned, loads of shareholder pressure, here they're all owned by private families. They're private companies owned by families, and I can tell you that these families are super rich, part of this sort of ancien aristocratic nonsense that France hangs on to, despite the fact they chop their heads off their kings. And these people are super tight with all the top politicians, and I can imagine that there are huge efforts at the moment to make sure that the scandal is not known about in France. If it exists, I expect it probably is.
If you could see this on television, Lee's eyes will start to roll now.
Go on.
Because I saw the piece with the Food Standards Agency boss this morning, and he was saying something which is scientifically right. The trouble with all this is the initial part, which did fly all, you know, out to the press, was about DNA and the chances of cleaning equipment, which at one point looks and disposes of horse meat, which later on, after a huge clean down, does beef, is still absolute, almost 100% guaranteed to have the DNA of a horse into it. It's not that there's a level that you could even measure as such, but the DNA will still be there. This is the problem.
Yeah, but no. But
is that like the conveyor belts with... Sorry, go on.
But the burgers, apparently 100% horse meat. I mean, there's no beef in it. So it's a bit more than just contamination.
You know? No, I agree, but it started as contamination. Yeah. Rachel, you shouted in.
Sorry, Rachel.
No, that's all right. I was just, it's the same thing as when you read on the back of a chocolate bar, for example, may contain traces of nuts because of the contamination thing.
I wasn't thinking that.
I knew someone was going to do it.
No, I wasn't. No, I apologise, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody thinking that I was.
So we started off. Okay, Mark, you've not had horse meat. Have you had any funny meals, as in different animals or insects or anything?
Well, I've eaten monkey and elephant in my time, and zebra.
Have you?
Yes.
There were films made by 60X about that.
Really?
I'm probably going to be attacked by people now, but when I was in my late teens, I was travelling around Africa, and that kind of stuff was very, very, very freely available and quite within the culture. I can tell you now that I wouldn't ever want it now. I think it's dreadful.
But you've raised an interesting point that, you know, forget all the farming side of it. There are those issues where in certain countries there are things, like in the Far East, where they eat dog.
Well, they do, and they eat monkeys' brains and things like that. I think this is a problem. It's wrong. It's wrong that they put horse meat into beef lasagna and things like that. But I don't see what all the problem is about eating horse. We are a species that eats four-legged animals. This is just another four-legged animal. Mm. Why are we so worried about it?
Oh, because we breed them for racing, you see.
Well, it's a question of right to choose. It's a question of right to know what you're eating.
Yeah.
I agree. That's the point. That they should. It's wrong.
Okay.
It's
so
in there without
Let's try down in Queensland now. I'm thinking of witchetty grubs already. what oddballs have you eaten, Rachel?
Oh dear! Oh dear!
Bush tucker.
Well, no, I haven't eaten bush tucker actually. Kangaroo I've eaten, but that's not unusual. Crocodile.
You've had a crocodile?
Yeah. Before he
when
ate
did you
me.
Eat a crocodile? Did you eat the whole thing?
No, because they're really big. They're like 8 feet long.
Did you grab it and roll it over and take it down to your meat fork?
No, you put it on a piece
of
bread.
Is that what you...
Yeah, put it in a sandwich. And when I was when I lived in Japan, I ate some pretty interesting things there.
Oh, right.
But to the best of my knowledge, I have not had an equine burger.
You've not?
No.
No, I confess to having eaten horse meat when I was in France.
I've eaten horse meat. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it tastes all right.
It's supposed to be having a meal on the hoof.
Yeah. And what was the other one?
Fly, then, isn't it?
Emu, that was the other one.
Emu's all right.
Little dull emu.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, they farm them.
It's an emu.
They farm
them. They farm them for that purpose. Like they farm turkeys.
No.
That is terrible, eating an emu.
Oh, something I think is terrible. Talk about...
I bet a muskrat.
Thank you. Terrible. I think this father's disgusting. a father has given his daughter a $200 contract to stay off Facebook.
Cheapskate.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, what a cheapskate. $200.
Not at all.
Why?
Well, because I tell you why. Because kids should be born at the age of 25 and they should have their own cars, their own houses and their own jobs. And I tell you what, and if they haven't got it, they should be charged for it. You know, I had, when I was young... When you were young, mate,
they had cars with red blokes walking with red flags in front of them.
That's a disgusting remark, and I resemble that.
Well, they were no horses because they were eaten.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, but I had a money box under the stairs, right? Mm-hmm. And I used to put all my money in there, and it was only when I was 23 I realised it was the gas meter.
Dear, that's hilarious.
I mean, you've got kids. Do you allow them to go on the Facebook, Mark?
Yeah, my son goes on Facebook now. I didn't know, but he'd start a Facebook account and I didn't know.
You see?
My daughter's been on it for about a year, and she doesn't live with me. She lives with her father, so I can't police it. But if I offered her a buyback situation like this,
yeah.
I don't like contracts. I would call it a buyback.
Right.
I'll buy your hours.
Yeah.
It just seems less, you know, I don't know, it's less creepy. Yeah. But she'd just say, it could be $1 million. She'd say, jam it, Mum.
Yes,
jab it. What does that mean?
Yeah, and then I'd say, well,
what
you know.
What does jam it mean?
I think jab it means stick it up the
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Ah,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if your daughter spoke to you like that, Rachel, what would you say?
I would probably...
It's a radio program.
Beat it. if I was about to... Back to your original point, Lee. If I was giving birth and somebody told me at that moment, by the way, it's coming out 25 years old, I'd say, there's no drugs that can help me with this birth. Shaky, take the card away.
Exactly. Apple's being sued by one of its shareholders, an activist, who is demanding that they share out more cash. He's just one investor, and he reckons that because Apple's got a load of money in its sort of cash pile, as they call it, which is used for research, development, and paying for new products, because it sits there, he should be given a chunk of it.
I think he's perfectly right, because Apple wouldn't exist without its investors. And if they've got all this money sitting around, why aren't they sharing it with their shareholders?
Absolutely. Yeah. And not only that, I mean, the shareholders own the company, and so he's quite right to say what's wrong with that.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Now, he's okay to say that, but is he the majority...
You're backing down now.
No, I'm asking a question. Is he the majority owner?
No.
So well, therefore, he's still allowed to say what he wants to say, and if all the other shareholders said they wanted a share, the word is share, remember, right, then they have a perfect right to share what they shared their cash with in the first place.
Right, so then if that is the case, how do they get money apart from going to the bank, which costs them interest,
to develop
a new product?
Well, what they do is they allocate a certain amount of the extra money that they've got to invest in new products and then share what's left with their shareholders.
Mark?
Well, I understand that he's not actually asking for the money. What he's asking for is a new level of share ownership.
Yeah.
So that they should hold the value, and they should hold the value in preference to lesser shareholders. I mean, I'm sort of nearly out of my depth on this stuff now, I have to say. But he's not actually asking for money to be fed up.
It's your hidden shallows.
It's definitely my hidden shallows. Yes. But there we are. So it's not a money grab. But, I mean, you know, even if it was, then, I mean, quite frankly, if they got a huge amount of money, then why should they be just storing it up for a rainy day? But he's not asking that. He's simply asking for shares to be issued in a slightly different way, which presumably then will give him more value if he wanted to sell.
And I think this is the award for cock-up of the week coming up now, boys and girls. Warner Music to buy Parlophone label from Universal. Warner Music is to buy the record label Parlophone, which some of us will remember for Beatles days and stuff like that, from Universal Music for £487 million.
What they got is Kylie Minogue.
And what they've got...
Exactly.
Have they really got Kylie Minogue?
Well, possibly they haven't.
Possibly.
Well, maybe not. Yeah. No,
possibly
maybe
they
not.
Haven't. Parlophone, which was originally part of EMI Music, the whole takeover's going to be subject to approval and all that sort of thing. But they put in the release that they've got artists including Coldplay, Kylie Minogue and Pink Floyd.
Well, they haven't really. And it's Kylie, really. Kylie is indicative, isn't she? And I'm sorry I'm saying this, Rachel. I do not mean to offend you in any way, shape, or
liar,
form.
Liar, pants on Kylie. Liar.
She's off pants. Kylie is indicative of the strength of Aussie culture.
Ouch. I'm ducking now.
Ducking? No, that's Mark's job.
I'm ducking. Mark, I'm behind you, out of the way.
I'm trying to understand what it means.
Rachel, would you...
I think you should really clarify that.
Let's put it this way. That Kylie is the sort of epitome of Aussie culture. She is the sort of demigod of what is seen as art and flamboyance in Aussie culture.
By whom? By whom?
By the world. Look at how famous she is and how many people follow her.
And thanks for playing, Lee. We'll see you next week on...
Absolutely.
No, you know, she's not. She's been living in your country for the last 20 years, might I say. And she's
not my fault.
With Australian culture. I demand you retract that outrageous statement. Of
you've got men at work.
That's all we've got.
Rachel, I'm going to calm you down. Hold on, I'm going to fade you all out a minute. Rachel, I'm going to calm you down. Rachel, he thinks that an artist that paints a can of soup is cultural art.
Of course it's cultural art. What's cultural about Dame Edna Everage?
Well, I think that's cultural art as well.
Yeah.
Why? What does Dame Edna Everage give to the world other than a flash of a pair of old man's knickers?
Makes you laugh. It's one of the best emotions ever.
What was that
drug addicted old bloke she used to know?
Anyway, but going back to the original story, there's a bit of a whoops in the announcement from Warner, because I can't see Pink Floyd going back in to record anything. It's only the back catalogue.
And Kylie
Minogue this very week has signed to Jay-Z's music label.
I don't believe that either. What a mistake on Jay-Z's part.
It's a humongous mistake on Jay-Z's part. And the reason why I think this is outrageous, there are several reasons. One, what? Two, what? she just announced her retirement from music, or her semi-retirement from music, about a week ago, saying she was rolling back on music and going back into acting again.
Yes.
Neither which is a good move. Now, remember, I know this girl. We travelled in the same circles back in the day. And she's as talentless and as boring as she is stupid.
Rach. Are you going to upstage Lee and say you know her?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I can't say that.
We did Neighbours together back in the day. The only reason why she's so enormous, and this is the reason why she hasn't been able to get a permanent foothold in the United States. She got a permanent foothold in the UK because she was on Neighbours.
Because she's got a glorious bum. That's the only thing she's given to this world, a glorious bum.
Absolutely correct. As far as the hot pants go, she jumps me every time. Mm. However, as far as everything else,
your hot pants.
She's mediocre. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this Jay-Z business. But he's a smart businessman, and I reckon he's
stodgy. I reckon Jay-Z's going to put her back into the Stock Aitken and Waterman pop era.
Oh, God, and how that will improve the culture of the world.
Stock Aitken and Waterman were brilliant.
Stock Aitken and Waterman were so middle of the road that they should have been run over as well.
They
were purely a money-making enterprise. It was brilliant.
Can I just interject here a minute? I need some quality information here.
I could do my culture bit on snow.
No. Mark, would you help me here?
Yeah.
The word pop in pop music is short for what?
Popular.
When was your name Mark, then?
Never. I would never call myself Mark. It's like a dog with a lip, isn't it?
God. Let's try that again. Mark. Let's just try this. The pop in popular music, what does it stand for?
Popular.
Oh, I give up. It's a waste of time. It's for popular. Thank you, Mark. It's for... But you missed that one.
Popular.
It's for popular music. Meaning, people like it because it's popular. Therefore, Stock Aitken and Waterman made music for the populace.
We've gone back to what's it week, haven't we?
I think so.
Bubble wrap.
It's bubble wrap week. Anyway, I wish Jay-Z and Kylie all the best. I hope they do. We've got a couple of more music stories to do. We'll do this one very quickly. Justin Bieber has made US chart history. Sorry, we only report the news. We don't make it. Bieber has become the youngest artist ever to have 5 chart-topping albums in the US. We move straight on. Digital music becomes mainstream in the UK. Oh, yeah. So,
well,
what's...
You know what? Download digital audio has completely revolutionised our lives, isn't it? It's actually the biggest change in the way we buy music since records began.
That's true.
I'm worried.
That was a joke as well.
Was it?
Yes,
no, I agree.
It's the biggest change in the way we buy music since records began. Funny.
Have you sent Rachel a check?
I just know funny when I hear it.
Oh yeah, right.
One minute we're bickering, and the next minute it's a love fest. Isn't it great?
Oh, marvellous. I was thinking of Lee and Mark the other night, actually, watching TV. There was
What were we doing?
There was a programme on the telly.
And what were you doing while you were thinking of us? It's more worrying.
I was shouting at the television, actually, right. Going, you stupid old...
Switch it off!
You stupid old fools, is what I was thinking, as they were pontificating about the importance of the art on album covers in the past. Yes. And I'm sitting there going, what a waste of airtime.
What a waste of a lot of art to have created CDs which no longer have any artistic merit left in it. Record covers were the most meritorious form of popular art that was ever delivered on this world.
You know, I mean, imagine trying to roll a joint on a CD cover. I mean,
We do not condone on this programme the taking or talking about any form of drugs.
Well, that's why you have to imagine it.
Oh, I see. No, I can't see the point. Anyway, digital there. Other interesting media news. The UK's got rid of another one of its so-called, in inverted commas, crown jewels. The biggest cable network in the UK, which is owned previously by Richard Branson with the Virgin Media thing, has been sold to an American. Oh, Lee.
What a shocker.
What? What a shocker.
What? Why?
Well, your television comes from basically Mr. Murdoch.
I don't watch television anymore. I just watch box sets of The Sopranos.
Is that a News Corporation thing?
I don't know. What's that? I agree with you entirely. It is absolutely shameful based on the fact that the globalisation of corporations is probably the thing which ultimately, before the sun, will destroy this world. Corporation means fat and flabby, and that's what corporations deliver to the world.
Okay. The Australians have been struggling collecting their tax, apparently, because they introduced a mining tax, and all the predictions about the mining tax seem to have gone down the dunny.
Oh, look, you know, Wayne Swan, our treasurer Wayne Swan, was given an award for, you know, bestest money, like, dude in the world or something, like that award. Uh-huh. And in actual fact, he's a twat. And he's...
Don't don't mince your words, Rachel.
All righty. Mince it into horse.
Yes.
No, they initially put out this, they suggested this mining tax. The government, who are definitely going to get slaughtered in the election this year, which is excellent news. They said, we're going to have this great big mining tax, and all the huge mining moguls got really upset about it and said, you can't do that because the mining boom is ending. So there'll be nothing to tax. And they said, oh, no, we're going to get heaps of tax. So they put it in anyway and have made nothing from it because, as predicted, the mining is taking a big decline because we're moving into out of resources, the huge resources like coal, and moving into what my hubby does, which is liquid natural gas. So stupid.
Do you run your car? Do you run your cars on that, Rachel, as well?
What's that?
Do you run your cars on liquid gas as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, just regular old petrol.
Okay.
It's a Kalgoorlie, isn't it? You've got the biggest open cast mining in the world.
Yes.
And they're spending absolute multi millions on expanding that. And is that going to suffer because of this?
No, because it's a different resource they're mining. In Western Australia, the resources are not too bad because they mostly mine really cool stuff like gold and diamonds and stuff. One of the biggest diamond mines in the world is in Western Australia, so they're all cool.
Right.
But it's all the iron ore stuff is not too bad, but the coal stuff is just going...
Okay, got it. Very quickly, we're going to move on to the other big news from Australia this week, where it looks like all of your sports people and heroes are all taking the, that stuff.
Yeah, that's been a massive story this week, and it emerged from a team in the AFL, which is the Australian Football League, Aussie Rules, that stupid aerial ping pong game. One of the clubs there had been exposed, but apparently the players are coming out saying that they were injected with stuff that they had no knowledge of what it was, but in their contract they said that they had to take it, blah, 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 and on it goes. But now it's come out saying, yeah, inject me with whatever that is and I don't care what it is, and, if you don't, you'll be fired, and blah, blah, blah. And now it's come out in a few...
What, Mark? I missed that.
Nothing.
Yeah, right.
It was unsavoury. So, yes, our ex-Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has come out and said this morning, he said, look, these athletes should be name and shamed, as should the trainers, as should the clubs, as should everybody else. But I think if they do that, they won't have enough paper to write all the names down. Now, apparently, the twist in this is that it's coming from underworld figures, like from an organised crime. So nobody wants to wake up with a lasagna in their bed. So I think they're just trying to keep mum about it. But, yeah, it's going to explode. In the next few weeks, it's going to explode.
I've got 30 seconds to just ask the UK or plea to the UK. Apparently, there's a new theatre being built on the site of the Shakespeare Playhouse. Planning permission has been granted, and you're actually going to be able to look down into the old ground. Please, United Kingdom, please... No government funding for this. No charity funding for this. No donations from good cause places. If they want another Shakespeare playhouse, get the patrons to pay for it, not the real people.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we're talking about English culture, can I just do my my cultural piece on snow?
Well, just a second. Rachel, would you like to say goodbye now?
Why, Rachel?
Okay, Mark, would you like to say goodbye now? Eric, would you like to say goodbye now? Goodbye, everybody. Lee, it's all over to you.
Snow is the time for fear.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.